right, Moritz, thank you for your introduction. Hello, Michael. Hi there, everyone. Michael, you spent the last 5 years in India. How did you feel in the beginning? Was it hard to actually be accepted by the Indian people as a Western guy?
Well, Indians in general, they're very welcoming people. So it was not very difficult for me to get accepted in the beginning. I had very nice colleagues who welcomed me there. A very good start in the office there. Of course, I had a lot of things to get used to.
There isn't the Indian language as such. As far as I know, they speak English very well. How big are the language difficulties, though?
As a foreigner, it's pretty easy. Many Indians, they speak very well English, even though they speak with an Indian accent, which can be very strong, but it's still understandable and they understand us. But you're right, there's not the Indian language. The official language of India is Hindi, but Hindi is naturally spoken only in the north of India. In the south of India, they speak very different languages. They speak Dravidian languages like Kannada, like Malayalam or Tamil.
Can you name one stereotype about Indian culture that comes up to your mind right now?
Oh, you mean the cows on the street?
Yeah, for example.
Definitely, that stereotype is true. There are many, many cows on Indian streets, and they walk around freely. And even though the cows are holy in India, they don't get treated that well. They all roam around the streets, and they eat garbage. They eat even plastic bags, all the stuff that is lying around on the street. And you might have seen pictures of Indian roads and streets. They're mostly very dirty.
Recent media reports depict India as a country which seems to be dangerous for women. Can you say something about that?
I think India is a very safe country to travel and to stay in. I never got robbed or felt unsafe, but some girls from Europe asked me if it would be safe to travel alone in India or to go backpacking. I would say it's better to travel in groups through India and using trains and buses and all this. Of course, bad things happen in India, and you have to be very careful. Men think clearly different from the men in Europe.
Do Indian women have to be careful too?
Yes, of course. Many Indian women, they feel very unsafe at night. They don't go on the street alone at night. They don't leave work too late. They share taxis, or they get picked up by friends who drop them home. They don't go out alone.
But all in all, do women and men have the same rights in India?
As far as I know, Indian men and women have the same rights by law. But since it's a very conservative society, women have a hard time in many parts of life there, especially in the countryside where everything is even more conservative, especially when it comes to marriage or paying dowry for marriage. Women and their families really have a hard time. But what surprised me in India is that there are many, many women in leading positions in the industry. Many offices and many companies, they have women managers, and they lead big teams and departments. That was really surprising to me.
In the end, I'd like to ask you one more question. Would you recommend India as a travel destination?
Yes, definitely. India is a country so rich in colors, flavors, spices, amazing food items, and so much to discover there. Amazing, friendly people, and so I would highly recommend you to go there.